Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
So a Rolling Stone magazine claims that Flavor Flav is coming back.
Who?
Remember with the big clock?
What's his name again?
Flavor Flav.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
So he's going to be hosting a new talk and variety show called Flavor Flav's Vegas.
Wow.
Seems fitting, right? So it will feature comedy sketches, musical performances, celebrity interviews, and giant clocks worn around people's necks. I just added that myself, but I have to imagine.
You know, he was huge on, VH1?
Celebrity.
Flavor of Love?
Flavor of Love.
I never watched that,
That was part of the celebrity sort of lineup that they had there. They had like the Surreal World, Flavor of Love, and then the Flavor of Love sequel, which was New York, I think.
Yeah.
One of the girls from the show.
From what I heard, was a good show.
It was entertaining.
People enjoyed it. So I'm looking forward to it. Also looking forward to David Hasselhoff. He says that he's actually surprised that people want a Knight Rider reboot. Why not? Everyone loves Hasselhoff.
And everyone loves Knight Rider.
Exactly. I loved Knight Rider.
Who wouldn't want a car that talked to them?
See, I honestly, though, I would have loved for Baywatch and Knight Rider to be one after the other instead of the order
right.
It was.
Yep.
Because, I mean, David Hasselhoff was running on the beach when he was, like, really old.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would have looked much better when he was younger.
Well.
I'm just saying. But
I don't know. I'm not complaining either way.
He says, we're in talks about maybe bringing Knight Rider back. I'm totally amazed every day to the point where sometimes I can't go out. It's just nuts. It's nuts. Even going to the market in Calabasas or Lake Sherwood, wherever those are, where the superstars live.
Where the superstars live, Johnny.
Where the superstars live, I guess. That's why I don't know where it is. But he says, I go to the gate and they want my autograph and they call me the true survivor. I don't know what that means.
I don't either, but I feel like there was a song called True Survivor and that maybe he sang or was in some way related. Okay. We'll have to look that up because sounds a lot of familiar. That's ringing some bells for me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's another little bit of a throwback. Female First claims that One Direction's 2011 tour bus is being sold for $90,000.
Nice.
I didn't know this, but it's a replica of the Mystery Machine from the Scooby-Doo cartoons. It's a VW van with heated floors. I don't think the Scooby-Doo kids had heated floors.
No, they definitely didn't.
No,
they couldn't afford that.
No. A refrigerator, they didn't have that either.
No.
A microwave? Definitely. No way. So it's a replica only in the most
It's
Vegas
probably just
sense.
Painted to look like the Mystery Machine. We'll just be honest with that.
A roof that's covered in comic book pages. A 55-inch TV. They didn't even have that back when the Scooby-Doo days. A Sony PlayStation, Xbox 360, a Nintendo Wii, and laser lights for a laser light show.
Nice.
Sounds like a party on wheels.
That's what you always should have is a laser light show. Why not?
Absolutely.
So that's the entertainment wrap for today. So if you want to get yourself 2011 tour bus from One Direction, and then what I would do is turn it into the Knight Rider car.
Yes, have it talk to you.
Yes.
Yes.
Genius.
Perfect.
$1 million idea right there.